Don't miss your free chance to tune into Benzinga's very own bootcamp series on November 20th. If you're looking to dive into new concepts and grow your account, this one's for you.
What's up, investors? It is Wednesday. Hope you all are enjoying a strong week in the markets. No shortage of news, no shortage of numbers that have come out recently. My name is Elliot Lane. This is Cannabis Daily. Hope you guys have been tuning in for earnings the past week or so. Thanks to Aaron Thomas, who produces this BA show, and Benzinga for giving us a platform. I do want to say, if you like what you hear here, please rate and review us so more people can find us, and also rate and review us, whether it's one star or five. We prefer five. All right, y'all, let's get started. I'm only going to do a couple earnings today, but some that I think are interesting, and then dive into news. Earnings for Jushi, J-U-S-H-F, revenues up 116% year over year to 54 million. Tons of Q3 updates for them. They launched flower in Virginia, expanded their footprint in numerous ways in markets such as Las Vegas, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Illinois. And I will say, I want to give a shout out to the Twitter handle Canavestments. Really incredible post yesterday diving into earnings press releases and numbers that a lot of people skip over, including inventory on hand, as well as tax numbers. And it seems Jushi is looking solid in both. There could be different reasons for companies to have higher values of inventory, whether they're expanding or preparing for expansion, or they just can't sell the product. So things to keep an eye on there, as well as taxable income and deferred tax and how much taxes a company needs to pay. Companies like Trulieve and GTI, their sheets look stellar. Companies like Verano and a couple others, less stellar. So interesting things to look at there. Pure Harvest Corp, this is a new one for me, a newer one, I should say, over the past couple months. But a lot of investors are talking to me about how they like this story. It's PHCG on the OTC. Their Q3 revenues are a little over 500,000 in sales, up 200% year over year, exceeded 2 million on the year so far. In all of 2020, they saw less than 350,000 in sales. So they are growing at a good tick there. Obviously not a competitor to your major MSOs at the moment, but one to keep an eye on with a very interesting story. All right, y'all, some interesting news to dive into. The news of the day for me: Poseidon Asset Management announces launch of ETF PSDN, begins trading today. Sponsored by Advisor Shares, let's take a look at the holdings, all right? Looks like their biggest holding is Weedmaps. That's M-A-P-S. They have a ton of ancillary plays in there. Hydro Farms, Scotts Miracle-Gro, of course, Hawthorne being their cannabis subsidiary, Agrify, Urban Grow, Advanced Flower Capital. They have some, of course, Grow Generation. They have Canadian holdings like Village Farms, Sundial. Let's look at the next page. You think they're just one page? You're crazy. Let's see. Going over Innovative Industrial Properties, Tilray, High Tide, Canopy, Kronos, Clever Leaves, Green Lane, I Am Cannabis, Intercure. And I believe there is one more that I'm missing here. It is Turning Point Brands. So obviously sticking to the major exchanges of NYSE and NASDAQ there. So you're not going to get your U.S. MSOs or U.S. plant-touching assets, but you will get your major ancillary plays in the U.S., and you'll get your strong Canadian and international growers and companies that touch it there. So in my opinion, this is great for those that are not interested in OTC stocks. You know, just my personal opinion, I think you're missing out on some major growth opportunities there. But at the same time, if you're just looking at NASDAQ and NYSE listed opportunities, this ETF is for you. Shout out Spencer Israel. Take a look at this ETF. This is PSDN. Exciting stuff there from Emily and Morgan Paxia, as well as Dan Ahrens and Noah Hammond over at Advisor Shares. Vext Sciences, VXTF, close to vertical integration in Ohio with level one cultivator provisional license. This will be a 25,000 square foot indoor build out. Some exciting stuff from Vex Sciences there. Not an overly loud company, but a strong one. Very solid brand play in Arizona for sure. Item 9 Labs, INLB, breaks ground on $13.5 million cultivation and lab expansion in Arizona. This will decrease their reliance on third-party sourced material. Apologies for my us there. By 40 to 50%. Item 9 Labs, of course, being a company that is very focused on the franchise model. They are right now in between how they are supporting that franchise model, but they are starting to excel operations. So I'm really, really excited to keep an eye on Item 9 Labs and to keep an eye on how fast this franchise model picks up and how successful it is. I think Item 9 Labs is probably the company to keep an eye on, as well as maybe Open Door, which is a consultancy that's associated with Zone Properties, ZDPY. New product of interest for me. I'm not going to lie. I kind of want to try it, but how they send out the press release is the best part. THC lined drinking straws. Eco-friendly and discreet, my friends. I want to get Aaron Thomas's opinion on that on Friday. So Aaron, put that in your book and let me know what you think about that. New bipartisan bill in Wisconsin to decriminalize marijuana. I think also 80% now of Indiana residents feel marijuana should be fully legalized. And last but not least, Schwaz, SHWZ, to buy two Emerald Fields Cannaboutique dispensaries in Colorado for $29 million in cash and stock. Schwaz continuing to expand within the state and battle for market share in that state. Columbia Care coming in very strong. Others coming in very strong to that market. It is the second largest cannabis economy in the world. I don't know. There's a lot of talk that Schwaz could be acquired by Columbia Care. It could just be talk on the street. It couldn't have something to it. So if that is the case, you know, also keep an eye on Columbia Care and some others in that market. So with that, y'all, PSDN for Poseidon. Vexed, VXTF, Juicy, JUSHF, strong earnings from them, strong Q3 from them all the way around. Hope you enjoy Cannabis Daily. Hope this gives you a sense of what to keep an eye on for today. We will do this again two more times this week. Looking forward to it. Next week, we'll do it for the first 3 days of the week with Aaron Thomas and I. Looking forward to doing this again on Thursday. Peace, y'all. Hey, investors, thanks so much for tuning in to Benzinga's Cannabis Daily Stock Picks and News Podcast every day pre-market. Once again, this is not financial advice. Please do your own research. We hope we bring you the best and most efficient news for your investing. Continue to find us on Benzinga.com/cannabis, Benzinga.com/podcasts, or on YouTube on Benzinga's channel.